Rocky Road in Largo. Dam Hall Safe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very...
Thank you. Another one in the books. We got the great man, who the pioneer, really, Ed, in the booth. Seriously, you are the man. Can't buy experience. Thank you, Ed.
Welcome, Tampa Bay.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so what I wanted to say is, do you know why I have Bachman Turner Overdrive, the show Taking Care of Business? No. Did I ever tell you why?
No.
So I was 10 years old, and my first concert I went to was BTO. Do you always remember your first concert, don't you? Do you remember your first concert you went to?
Yeah, I think my parents brought me to Men at Work, believe it or not, in the 80s.
Wow. Men at Work.
Men at Work.
Okay. And then what was your first concert?
You know, I've never been to a concert.
Oh, don't say.
I've never been to a concert.
No way. Are you kidding? Serious?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding at all.
Well, that's it. Now we got to bring you to a concert.
Let's do that.
What kind of music do you like?
Yeah, thank you, Vince.
I like all kind of music, believe it or not. I don't have a particular one in specific that I like all the time. So I'm
all
very
kinds.
Diverse.
Hey, now we need to find a real, like...
we'll all go.
We should. We should make a outing of it.
I know this is a lot to ask on the air. If we set up a concert where we pay for your ticket, would you come with us? What do you say? I didn't hear him.
He's on the phone with somebody.
Yeah, I would love to have you come, Ed. That's all. I can't hear him.
No.
Anyhow.
Yes, I've never been to a concert. I mean, the only experience I had, I remember going to a club, and you ever heard of Two Live Crew?
Of course.
Okay, so I happened to walk into this
They're
club.
They're a black club, right?
Yes. Black rappers.
Yeah.
And they happened to be performing, but I don't consider that a concert. I just happened to go to a club and they were there as guests, but that's the only thing close to what I think was close to maybe a concert. I don't know, but it was a lot of people there. But not quite a concert.
But okay, so we're going to make it happen. I wish I could read. Just say it. What does it say? Let's tell our audience what our
secret is. Green glasses on.
Go ahead. Just say it. Go ahead.
Yeah, did this guy pay?
No.
No.
All right.
No, he did.
So listen.
Actually, I do have a thing.
I kind of had a story along with it.
Let's go. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it's the simulator.
Okay.
That's what we could do.
Yeah.
Do you like? Yes.
Casey is on the line.
Hey, Casey.
Oh,
what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Casey. How you guys doing today?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is come up with a company party, and we have the flight simulator, the guy that's on Curlew and Alternate 19. We're going to come up with that. And then what if I told you Angel has never been to a concert?
Never.
Would you
never
believe that?
Never been to a concert. No. Never been to a concert? Ever?
I've never been in a concert in my life. Never.
How's that possible?
How about the theater down in Tampa?
I haven't been.
How about a movie theater?
I've been to the movie theater, yeah. I've been at a concert.
What was your first concert, Casey?
The Gap Band.
The Gap Band.
The Gap Band. You have a favorite song?
Burn Rubber on Me. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, Ed, is it possible we can play that? Burn Rubber on Me for my friend Casey? Anyhow, that's looking. Something. Huh? What was your first concert, Man of God? Ozzy Osbourne.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Ozzy.
That's the whole song, according to my son. It says, when dinosaurs roam the earth, but yeah.
Whatever happened to the dinosaur? Really? Like, is there? Do they actually know? Was it a meteor?
I guess they're kind of like humans. They got greedy and ate up all the resources. And they say an asteroid hit. I guess is what they say. But
right.
You
Were humans on the Earth, Casey, when there were dinosaurs?
Nobody wants to answer. Google. We're going to get an Alexa in here.
has anybody ever seen any of the pictures of a nail in the limestone? A nail that is trapped in the limestone. Have you seen that?
I've seen
humans have been around for a long time.
Okay. I've seen it. That tells you one major flood.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
With a nail stuck in a limestone.
Yeah. And then, KC, so you deal with flowers, right?
Yes.
So you bring joy to the world.
The thing I do
sometimes in between talking to clients, right? I'll have psychotic episodes. And then I'll be on the phone with the client and I'll be nice and calm. You know what I'm saying? But just I spilt, say, a cup of coffee and I was just screaming. But what you do different than what I do, Casey, is you bring love and joy to the world with your flowers. Could you imagine that if you could have that as a mental state? Love, joy, and peace, and being calm? And isn't that really what flowers and the beauty of what you do bring to the world?
Yes.
Was that too much?
I like to think so. I like to think that we try to bring love, joy, and cheer to people. Through floral arrangements and gifts, we try to brighten someone's day. You know, they might be feeling bad, or I got a good story for you.
Yeah,
a good story for you. One day, I give out roses to ladies that come by my window every day. You know, we have the Escape Juicery that's next to us, and then there's a lot of women that go by the window every day. So we give out roses to ladies, you know, try to brighten their day. And there was this girl sitting in a car. She was just sitting there. And she sat there for like an hour, didn't get out, so I went out and gave her a rose.
Oh, wow.
And she told me, you just don't know how much this rose meant to me.
Unbelievable.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, I was thinking, I'm sitting here in a car, and I'm getting ready to go to the hospital and think about a medical procedure I'm going to have. And I was asking God to give me some kind of sign, and you came along with a rose. I was like, oh.
You never know, right?
Yeah,
but you just never know.
She came in, spent like 2 or 3 hours with us throughout the day, watched us make arrangements, and she left there very, very happy. I seen her about a couple of weeks ago, and she just believes that rose changed her whole life. So sometimes you never.
You know, I had a guy that had a cleaning service, right? And I helped him with it. Because, you know, I sell ads, and then sometimes I really get into helping people, right? You ever do that? And that's what you did with her. But you know what I had this guy do? He might want to pass this on to other cleaners, people that are like a maid service. He would take a rose, and every time after he cleaned, he would leave a rose sometimes in the bathroom, sometimes in the child's room, sometimes in the kitchen. And then the guy would say, people's family, like if they weren't there, the kids would all wonder, oh, this is the time Roy comes to clean the house. Whose room do you think he left the flower, the rose in? And like he said, sometimes the families would really, like it would be conversational piece, right? And why not? And, you know, that's an idea. So if you're a maid service, change it up. And when you leave a rose in a different room each time.
That's a good idea. Very good idea. I'm going to talk to some of my friends that have cleaning business. Yeah. I know 3 or 4 of those people that have those. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
And it brings joy, and it's fun, and it's good.
Yeah, and the kids will love it.
Right, the kids love it. Right. So tell us about...
The lady of the house, too. She probably gets to keep the rose.
Yeah, so where is your two locations? And tell us how to get there and the phone number.
Well, my Dunedin location is Ramley Rose Forest. We're at 771 Main Street. That's the corner of Main Street and New York Avenue. And then we have our other location, Flowers by Francis, is in Clearwater. It's located next to Athena's Bridal. It's been on Drew, 2087 Drew Street, and it's located on the corner between Drew Street and Mercury.
Very good. And that's been there for a long time.
Yes, it has. That location's been there since 2010.
Right.
And my mother-in-law had a flower shop over on Gulf to Bay that was named Four Seasons back in the day. She had that from 1989 till 2010.
So it's in the family blood to be in the flower industry. And do you know what it was before that? It was the dry cleaners. Did you know that?
It was a dry cleaners then?
Yeah, like like 30 years ago, that location. Is that that's the one with all glass, right? It's all glass. Is it glass?
The where one? On
on the outside.
On Gulf to Bay, or are you talking about the one on Drew Street?
The one on, I think it's the one on Drew Street. Is it? It's glass, right?
Yeah, it's all glass window in front.
Yeah, that used to be a dry cleaners, like 30, 40 years ago. Look into it.
Well, we're right next door at Karma, right in between Karma and Athena's Bridal.
Yeah, it is neat if you are a historian, are you into history? Like, I like stuff like that. Like, you know, there used to be a Carvel in Dunedin, then it was a meat market. It's just, if you're around, you see the changes. Main Street used to be one lane. You know, I don't know, are you into history at all or stuff like that of towns, of how things have changed and things of that nature? Or do you even care?
Oh yeah, I'm a big history buff. I love history. Yes, I do like to see old towns the way they change and all that. Yes.
Okay, good. So in 2 weeks, is it next week that you're coming in with the realtor?
Yeah, going to have Jennifer. I'm trying to have Jennifer Hammond on there. She's going to be
right. She's going to talk about the commission structure that changed for the real estate industry. Right? Because we were talking about that last week, and you know, isn't it, Casey calls me up. What did we say we need to have happen? We have to have an expert come in.
Absolutely.
Right? And we said that last week.
Yeah.
So guess who calls me up? I think you called me, or maybe I called you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then he says, hey, I got an expert that can tell you about the industry, what the changes are.
Absolutely.
And isn't that what we were talking about last week?
Of course. I brought it up in conversation, and it's great to have somebody here who's a subject matter expert to actually talk about what are the changes, how does it affect everyone's buying a house or selling a house. It's great to have that.
I'm looking forward to next week's show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about Jennifer. She has a segment on a morning blend every Friday called Friday about real estate. So she does real estate TV all the time.
Wow, because we have a TV show too. Yeah. I would love to like take her, right, Vince?
Absolutely.
Right? We had the TV crew here, and we had, I don't know how many people we had here, but we had a bunch. And I would love to have her on the TV show then, since she has experience.
I got another real estate agent who wants to show up too and talk about that whole,
she has her
whole situation.
She has her own podcast, all that. She does.
Oh, wow. Bring it on.
Yeah.
We have Ray on the line.
Yeah, Ray.
All right.
Hey, KC.
Before we jump off with KC,
you're done. No, forget about KC. He's done.
I just secret shopped him. You gotta give me a second.
Wait, KC, we secret shopped you.
You know what? I wanted to add that while you guys were talking, in a minute and 30 seconds, I ordered roses on your website. A minute and 30 seconds is all it took to have my fiance just lose her crap when those flowers come. So thank you very much. I wanted to add that. Last time you did great. This time I'm sure she'll love them again. So I just wanted to point out florals by Francis.com. And a minute and is your significant other worth a minute and a half?
No. I want 45 seconds.
Tell Tammy she's worth at least 5 minutes.
30 seconds, that's it. I'm just down to 30. It's no, dear, is how you keep a relationship.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, thanks,
talk to
Casey.
You later.
No, it's wonderful. And I just, before you hang up, Casey, it's wonderful.
Pleasure, guys.
God bless you, buddy.
Pleasure,
All right, we have Ray on the line.
Ray, what's going on?
Not too much. Just getting out from work. Just trying to put the
work in. I just want to ask one question. Do you do junk cars?
I do junk cars. Anything that has to do with clean out of the businesses and homes, I do it all.
So if someone called you up and had a junk car, you'd pick it up, right?
Yes, I would.
Oh, man, I got something for you. Just so you know, later on, but I'm just saying to you, that's something I know
I can. Well, I got his business card right here, so you only have his contact information. Ray, first of all, thanks for calling in. He actually I needed to get service done in my house. He actually came by my home. He was picking up, he gave me a great price. He's got a great story. This is Ray Junking and Hauling. Their number is 813-356-9400. Ray, tell us a little bit, what got you into the business?
What got me into the business is I was incarcerated here in Tampa, Florida, a long, long time ago in the early 2000s, and I heard them say that they don't give the felons no job. So I say there's money laying on the ground. And I seen other men riding by in their truck, and I began to start doing what I seen them do.
And share to the people what you be doing in the community. How are you helping people?
When I do in the community, I go by, and if someone tells me that they need some things that I'm picking up, I go by and pick it up, and I try to drop it off to them. And not only do I do that, I do cleanups, I do moving. Some people in the community don't always have the money to pay the regular moving company, so we'll step in and we will move that stuff for a little bit of nothing or almost free for them. And if they're in need and some of the stuff that I have, we recycle it and put it back into the community.
Awesome.
And you're also a believer in God. Tell us how that affects you.
To be honest with you, what ran me to God is my trouble. My trouble passed. I got caught up into drugs and alcohol, and I left my hometown of Immokalee, Florida. And I came to Tampa, Florida. Well, someone came to me and told me that to come over to this church called Deep for Life. And so I came out of jail, and something told me to stop in. And when I did, I stopped over, and they began to teach me the word. And the word is what changed my life. It wasn't without a fight. I asked God to help me out, but before I was there, I went through a whole lot of troubles, but he brought me out then, and I give him the honor. And also, so he took me from being a drug addict on the street all the way to being a minister of God and ministers to people and witnessing and telling what the goodness of God is and how they can come out of their situation.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we have a man of God in here, if you don't mind. Man of God, would you okay, talk to him just for like a couple of minutes.
I pray Psalms 91 yes, over you, brother. Yes, you're sir. A brother of arms. You're a true soldier. You understand the good times and bad. And I pray Psalms 91 over you and your body and your mind and your business and everything you care about. In Psalms 91, it says God will send angels in charge of you to keep you safe in all your ways. You decide how to keep safe. And I say, my Lord, my Father above, send angels and encamp around him all the time and order his steps. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There you go. So,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's amazing, is when you're at rock bottom, sometimes that's a good thing. Because they're, you know, the gift of desperation. People that want help, right? They need little charity, right? Or they even want little charity. People that really want it. The man who cries out for money and shelter before conquering his addiction are actually on the wrong track. In other words, you need very little charity if you really want it. You don't even want the charity because you're willing to work for it.
Well, what even made me, how this even came about, in my early childhood, I went through stages of molestation, and then in my mind, I didn't really know I had a problem until after I became an adult. And I see something made me go, one of my elders told me that it was okay to get high as long as you can handle it. So that was my escape. I didn't do all bad. I ended up in the military. I'm retired from the military. But I went to that for comfort, not knowing that I could get caught up. And I thought everything was going to be okay, but we know that using drugs and alcohol, that's not the answer. And so I came to Tampa running away because my family members are all successful. But when I ran away from that, I ran into God. And God took me on a journey. And it took me quite a while to get to that point. But in 2016, I became an ordained minister. And anybody can do it if they make their mind up and put their hands to the plow. But you got to love God. You got to be all the way in. And so he took me from walking down the street to put me into a home, to giving me a business, to turning me into a minister. So now once I get up raised up high enough, I want to reach back and bring somebody else out, because it's not good just to get and you to be the only one to escape. It's only good when you can reach back and help somebody else out.
To keep it, you got to give it away. And why your story, your journey? Like, if I said to you, what's the most important thing on a tombstone? Do you know, Vince, what's the most important thing on a tombstone?
No, no.
Angel? Do you know, Ray Ray, what's the most important thing on a tombstone?
I'm not going to say my name. I want to say well done, my good and faithful service. I'd rather have that, because he's not going to ask me about my name if I ain't did what I was supposed to do.
I think I would guess.
Or the date,
exactly.
Because you get to meet your father.
No, the answer is the most important thing on the tombstone is the dash. In other words, they have the date you were born, dash, the date you died. And what the dash represents is the journey.
Okay. Right?
So the journey is that you took to get where you're at. God took you on this journey, but he had enough faith in you that you're going to be able to identify. Let's just say I grew up in a rich home.
Bless you.
And my life was just easy, right? So I'm going to try to share my message. But someone that grew up on the streets, that was molested, like you're saying you were, someone can identify with you that you can help that I can't. So the journey you were taken on, that's why we never regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. Right? Because if we don't regret...
Always leading to the future.
Right. Our experience of the past could actually benefit others. And you were strong enough in God's world and word that he chose you. Someone might even call here now that's going through your journey. And you're going to be able to help them because they're not going to compare themselves to you. They're going to identify with you.
I appreciate that.
So you're a man of God. And if you change one person's life, Ray Ray, just one person's life in this interview right now on the radio, you give hope, right? Because the message of hope, you know, the reason why people commit suicide is the one principle.
Yeah, they lose hope.
They are hopeless.
Yep.
So if you can give the message of hope, right, that's a good thing. And if you can change just one person's life, Ray Ray, you've changed the world.
And you got to put it in the past and look towards the future.
Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, stay in the now.
Actually,
you know, really, the truth is on that, if you don't mind, there's one that has all power, right? That one is God. May you find him now, right? God is in the now. Because when I'm thinking of the future, I might be thinking about bills I got to pay. Or if I'm thinking of the past, I might be going on guilt. But if you believe there's one that has all power and that one is God, really where you find God is in the now. Because right now, even if I owe $1 million next week, right now I don't own it. Even if I'm going to die a month from now, I'm not dying today. You know, now is where God is. So if you believe God is in the now, stay in the now.
Yep.
Yes,
that's impressive.
Well, I believe that. I mean, we have a men's group that we get together and we study together every day, every morning. And I tell them, I say, yesterday past, today is the future. What we ate yesterday is not good enough for today. I said, if you eat food every day, you need to feed yourself the spiritual food so that you can put on the armor of God, so you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because he never stopped coming at you. So you have to be ready for him with your spiritual armor on. But this is not a natural battle. This is a spiritual battle. And a lot of people try to fight it in a natural way. Cannot fight this in a natural way.
Right. And then actually, Ray, the stronger you get in the word and the stronger you do feel the presence of God, there's a negative thing I got to say, which is true. It's been my experience.
Yes.
Satan comes at you even harder.
But you just use the word of God to defend
yourself. Because when you do what you're doing right now, Satan don't like that. And then it's crazy. People, if you believe there's a higher power spirit, when you start talking about Satan, sometimes that's where you lose people, too. because no one like that. Well, oh, you know what I mean? You do.
Sounds so, too foo-foo,
yeah.
But
yeah, right.
Sounds too foo-foo, but it's the truth.
So the spirit of Satan comes at you even harder when you are doing. So Ray Ray, that's why you need to have the armor. And what you do is, if I said this to you, Ray Ray, do you stay with the basics? Yes. When someone yes. says to me, oh, I got to get back to the basics, right? Of reading scripture, yes. helping others. Well, you yes. don't got to get back to the basics if you never leave the basics.
Yes.
Right? Stay with yes. the basics.
Well,
that's reading scripture. Helping others is the foundational stone of your spirituality.
That is true. Well, I call it keeping it simple. Just stay doing what you always did, and reading the word, praying to God, and when you see somebody else that's out in need, you ask God for guidance on what to do, how should you go about helping this person, and then giving him all the glory, and he will guide your path.
Right.
Not your own understanding.
But so you gotta remember, like Ray Ray, it's not in the manner of giving that's the question, right? But how and when to yes. give. That often
that
will make the difference between failure and success. Because you can hurt someone yes. by giving.
Yep.
Right? You actually...
Well, what I mean by the word of God.
Yeah, so some people, you're better off not giving because this way, like a parent, it's the hardest thing for a parent to do. You know,
you
see,
don't enable someone. What you're saying,
right? No, even a child.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, a child needs to put on a shirt, and you want to run over there and help him put his shirt on. Sometimes let your child put that shirt on, even though it's taking him a while. Let him get through the struggle. Right. So you.
Well, what I meant by this is like, in the process. That's why I said I pray and God guides me on what to do. The Word of God says, well, "I've given Apollos water, but God causes the increase." And so sometimes they say, if you give a man a fish, he can eat one day. But if you teach him how to fish, he can eat for the rest of his life. And so my pastor, he used to give me the word on a consistent basis. So when I got out here into the world, it may have taken me a little while to get there, but I began to take the word and use it. And then when I come up on an attack, what do I do? Instead of being moved, the word is just saying, that means I don't do nothing but concentrate on God, and it passes. It took me a while to get to that, but that's what I do. And so, am I giving? I give a word. If he tells me what to do, then I do it. If he don't, then I don't do it. Because I'm not going to help somebody get to the goal.
Right. You know the most important thing you can say, really, these yeah. words right here. To be in the effort department, to seek God, no matter, and meet people where they're at, too.
Yes.
Right. Don't try to say, never to look down on someone from a moral or spiritual hilltop. Right. To get people where they're at. But what I feel, Ray Ray, in the audience, is that I do need to be in the effort department. And you know what could keep me at peace? Is when yes. I leave the results to God.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? Be in the effort department. In other words, God's going to steer the boat, but I need to do the rowing.
That's right. That is correct.
You got to work. It says faith correct. Without works is dead.
That is true.
There's an S at the end of works. It's plural. So that means that I got to consistently be working, right? It's not faith without work, dead. It's faith without works. So I got to constantly be working on my faith.
Yeah.
Helping others, though, that's the key. And a kindly act once in a while isn't enough. In other words, you have to act the Good Samaritan every day if need be.
And for those folks listening in, there's Ray Ray Junking and Hauling. Their number is 813-356-9400. A quick shout out, too, for H&R Block, Joseph Bagar. He actually reminded me, taxes is due on Monday. So if you haven't done your taxes, Monday is the deadline. Give him a call at 727-443-0424. Give him a call, guys.
Yeah, and then would you like to ask Ray Ray a question, Mr. Vince?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like... I don't think we really got to this, but, you know, you're a success story. Mm-hmm. And I just want to put out to the listeners, hey, you know, you can do it. You always can do it. It doesn't matter how low you are. You know, you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Don't lose faith. Look for people who will help you. And look for people who will work with you. You know, because when someone's working beside you, that's a lot better than getting, you know, a handout or a takeout or or one little thing, you know. And there's a lot of people out there that that are out to help you. Angel, I mean, you know.
My thing is, like, I commend you for coming out and telling your people your story, for you expressing what you went through as a child. A lot of men do not share those stories. And for you to share with the world on this radio station what you went through and how you overcame it, I give you a lot of respect. And they takes a man.
Yes. Takes a real man.
A real man to do what you just finished doing.
A soldier.
A soldier.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know that, and I have a lot of respect for you, obviously, and we'll look forward to have you come on live here on the radio stations on the 17th. He's also coming on the 17th as well.
Awesome. Cool. That's great.
And Ray, would you do one thing?
Yes.
Read Luke 21. Start at verse 10.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We have a couple new guests joining us. We have Diana, who is our lovely proofreader, and she has some exciting news about a new job she got. And we also have Alex on the phone joining us.
Oh, Alex.
Okay.
All right, we got a proofreader in the house. Share with us exactly what you do. What exactly is a proofreader?
A proofreader is the person who goes over the final form of whatever you've got, whether it's an ad, a book, you know, a story, whatever. But make sure that all of the grammar, text, etc., spelling is completely correct.
Absolutely. How long have you been doing this for?
40 years.
Only 40 years?
Actually, it's been a little more than that, but...
So tell us, if someone needs to reach out to you for your services, how can they reach out to you?
They can call me at 727-922-1286. My name's Diana Watson. And or they could email me, dewfutures@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, Tam was mentioning you have a new job that she was mentioning. What
I got off of the first ad that the coupon books have run for me. I got a book to proofread.
Awesome!
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
it's a hard job proofreading.
Yeah.
We do websites, and obviously, I mean it. You know, we'll have 3, 4, 5, 6 people all look at a website, and then Diane will come along, look at the website, and find, see how smart she is over the other 6 people who've looked at it. But no, it's a hard job. It really is. It's hard because you gotta, you know, really kind of nitpick and see every word. And most people, their brains, they fill in the blanks. So if they see something misspelled or not quite right, they kind of run over it. So I have a lot of respect for it.
Thank you.
How big is that book?
There are, I think, 9 or 10 chapters. I've only gotten the first chapter, which I've done. It's an interesting concept, this book. I'm looking forward to getting together with the writer of it, too, because I have a billion questions right about now as to what is the whole purpose of this particular book. I'm fascinated.
Wow.
You can't say what its title is, though?
No.
So we'll all have to wait till it comes out.
That's right. You got to wait.
All right.
Hey, so, I was just real quick on something. Give us some clues, right? And we'll try to come up with the answer of what the title is.
Well, we can't do that.
That's what. No, get the client's permission for next week's show. We'll create a buzz.
She's
in the air.
She's got 9 chapters. She's only done with one already. She has a lot of questions.
What's the story about? Can you say that?
Can you do that?
I actually can't entirely discern what the story is about. It's
Oh, look at her. Strike she is two. A proofread.
Who says the words to stern?
Okay, she has discern, integrity.
Yeah. Well, she does have integrity.
I appreciate that.
But I'm going to give
they
you 50
the
bucks.
Right person for the job. They don't hire Brian for the job. He would tell them all your stories.
$50, right, Alex? Is Alex still there?
Alex is still here.
Alex, well, I'll give her 50 for the title. What will you give her?
A big hug and a kiss.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes I take the hug and kiss over 50 because I spend more than 50 for hug and kiss sometimes. That's a joke. That was a joke.
I say you kind of lost my mind. It's a Brian Cash show again. There you
go. This is why you're not the proofreader.
That's right. I should be the proofreader.
No. You would fail that.
Yes. My name would be Oofreader. I do it half the price. And then every time you see something in the books printed, you know what they say? Oops.
Jeez Louise. So who's on the line here? Give us your name.
We got Alex on the line.
Alex, what do you do?
My son and I have been working with Brian on an ad in the coupon book. It's called Pet Sitting Supreme. I just got corrected because my partner is 9 years old. I'm being corrected. He is the owner of Dog Sitting Supreme.
Can you do me a favor? Can you tell me the bull story with the cattle? And this is kind of neat. Because sometimes what happens to me during the day, I get really frustrated. But then when I talk to a client or something, I'm at peace. But then when I hang up the phone, like I can spill the coffee I was telling Alex, and I go crazy like a sociopath. But then when I'm on the phone, all of a sudden I become this really nice guy. Right? And then you told a story today about the bull and the cattle. Can you tell that story?
Well, yeah. My son, Aaron, I got to give him the kudos. He's just turning 30, and he listens to a lot of positive attitude. He's got his earbuds in all the time. And he told me a story one day. He says, Dad, I want to be a bull. And I go, what are you talking about? He says, well, I heard a story about bulls, like the bison out on the Great Plains, and cows, cattle. And he says, when there's a storm coming, cattle turn and run, and they try to outrun the storm. And they get wore out and beat up and tired, and cowboys would actually go out and turn the cattle so they wouldn't run to get them to stop. Now, when a buffalo sees a storm coming, he turns into the storm, puts his head down and charges through it and comes out the other side.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
And on the other
I'm
side,
too.
It's all sunshine
so
and rainbow.
Say to me, I'm bull. You're full of bull. Should I take that as a compliment?
Yeah, probably not.
So you know, this is you got to when you got troubles, you just got to put your shoulder into it and keep going.
Yep.
Tell you something though too. Sometimes
head on.
But sometimes it's called the lizard brain, right? That's what it's called. Actually, scientists call it that. And sometimes I want to give up. Yeah, I just want to give up. But I know that that's not the answer, right? I know it's not the answer. And then I'll say to myself, if I fail, that's okay. But don't let it be said I didn't try and I didn't try to work. And it seems that always calmed me down, like. Don't let it be say you didn't work and go down swinging.
It always gets better.
Can you say to yourself,
"This too shall pass."
This too shall pass. Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Angel, how many people have you seen have their lives changed by your foundation?
I can't even count them, to be honest with you.
It's beyond being able to count.
Yeah, so what he's referring to is I have a company called Our Community First with the letter R, and we're a leading online community resource directory for Hillsboro, Pasco, and Pinellas County. And our platform helps not-for-profit organizations showcase services, promote community engagement and support, and collaborations. Now, in Our Community First, we empower our community by promoting job opportunities, supporting veterans, and offering exclusive discounts through our local business partnerships. So, obviously, their support helps our mission. So, there are a lot of people that have actually changed their lives, helped their lives, you know, taking advantage of some of these services that are out there. It's just bringing them to, you know, the resources to help them. That's basically what we do.
Very good. So we got Leo on the line.
He's
the pioneer. You know, Purple Haze. Tell us, Leo, why you're the pioneer, and tell us a little bit about what's going on in 420.
Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Very good. I'm just my new name. You know what my new name is?
What is it?
The Bull.
The Bull. The Bull.
I was going to say Bull Claws, but...
forgot the purple days on the line today. He's going to have a real good time. He's got the dub band going on 421.
Hey, Leo, does he get a second shot at the commercial?
He was pretty good that time.
Remember? Leo's response to him was, don't lose your day job.
Yeah,
we're good with that one.
Wait, just do it for like 20 seconds. Leo doesn't want to hear it.
Nothing to talk about what he does.
But just let him do a 20 second commercial. Give him the mic. 20 seconds. We've been jamming on 420. All right, forget it. Leo, tell us. Do your thing, Leo.
All right, the bull has left the building.
Well, you ask why I'm the pioneer. Well, I don't think I'm a pioneer. I think I just kept doing what I needed to do to move forward. Just like the guy was saying, you have to be a bull nowadays. You have to be consistent, and you just have to deal with the issues that you have head on, you know? But what we're doing this month is obviously our 420 event. And this is our 23rd annual 420 Customer Appreciation Party and Celebration. And what we're basically doing is we're going to have live music by Eruption and DJ Black Pearl. They do the music all day long for 2 days. So this year we're going to do it on Saturday 420 and Sunday 421. We have food, beverages, and beer. Now, the food's going to be offered by Bochizzi. This ain't your typical food truck, which I think is one of your customers, and Fat Jack's.
All right.
So those are the guys that are going to be doing food. We also have live blast blowing by Tim McKinney. He's a local. He's a great artist. And he's going to be showing everybody how the product is being done. We have a kids corral, because nowadays a lot of people have kids. So this way they can bring their kids, and the kids have a little area that they can play with, and the parents can enjoy themselves as well. You know? Vendors, we have several vendors that are going to be there giving free samples all day long. That's free smoke sessions, free dab sessions, free edible sessions all day long. So it's going to be a fun time.
So when is that going to take place?
The 20th?
That's going to be Saturday 420 and Sunday 421.
Okay, there's 2 days, the 20th and the 21st. Okay, that's great.
You going to have a drum circle too?
No drum circle. Well, we're going to have music all day long.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I got a question for you, whether you've heard it or not. I heard it briefly on the radio. I don't know if it's true or not, but are we voting? Are they working on voting on legalizing marijuana for kind of entertainment purposes here in Florida, or is that crap?
I think they say they're going to try to get it on the ballot. You know,
are you for?
I don't follow it too much, because at times it could actually be detrimental. Some people want it to happen. Some people don't want it to happen.
I mean, you got the Delta 8 THC, so you could sell that all the time, anytime now.
Yeah, it's gonna be up in the air. What's gonna happen with that?
Yep.
Very cool.
And let's keep in mind, folks, that you know there are a lot of benefits of this natural plant, and some people have kind of like have shed a negative light. When you're thinking people smoking right away, you think something negative. I mean, or it depends whoever's listening. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of benefits from some of the products that they sell. Can you share with us a little bit what are some of the things that you sell that can help people that perhaps might need it, that have some physical ailments?
Well, we have we sell it all pretty much. We sell flour, we sell concentrates, we sell edibles, hash, oil, benefits. There's tons of benefits. A lot of people have anxiety. It kind of helps with anxiety. A lot of people have inflammation. It helps with inflammation.
Lowering the blood pressure.
A lot of people have issues falling asleep. It also helps relax and helps you go to sleep. You know, pain management, even if you're just talking a little bit, pain management is a big one. Pharmaceutical companies don't like cannabis because they want to force the pharmaceutical pills down everybody's throats, no pun intended. But the nice thing about cannabis is that it's a secondary way to kind of help relieve the pain where you don't get addicted to the pills.
Okay.
You know, I have a personal experience, actually. A friend of mine had a dog, actually, a Labrador Retriever, who had got cancer real bad. And after starting to give it the drops, it was amazing that the dog's quality of life just, and you know, a pet can't tell you how they're feeling, but you can tell from the way that they're acting. And it was amazing after just a couple of days, the actual difference that that made on that animal was like night and day. It was night and day. It was incredible. I would say more than you would even expect from a person
like CBD, THC oils, the Delta 8 strain oils and everything are not against the law. They are legal and they are pain relieving. They relieve stress. They relieve inflammation, swelling. There's quite a bit.
Cataract.
It'll help with glaucoma, but it'll actually bring more blood into the veins.
I'm sorry, glaucoma.
Yeah, because you could tell that. Yep. Look at the red eyes, you know. But it actually brings more blood into the eyes, and a lot of people don't know about all the benefits. But he sells Delta 8 THCA, correct?
Correct. We sell Delta 8 THCA, which is federally legal now. Now, remember how I had said that if it becomes recreational, it could affect a lot of businesses? Most states that cannabis is recreational has made THCA illegal because they can't tax it.
Yep.
And remember, cannabis is a very big money maker for the states. So when you have THCA, which is federally legal, they can't tax it. The state stepped in and basically said, we don't want this in our state because we have recreational where we can make money off of it. Therefore, we're going to make it illegal.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Amazing.
The Farm Bill, because the Farm Bill made it so that the federal government couldn't restrict THCA.
Yeah, well, there you go to Colorado, California, Washington State, New York State. All these states that are recreational, THCA is 100% illegal.
And wow. And I've observed a founding father's Bible. Terry Calhoun from Calhoun Plumbing in Tampa has a founding father's Bible that's amazing. And it's got a picture of the burning bush in the back. And the only thing that grows up on that mountain is indica marijuana. And what do they have in the back of that book, in that founding father's Bible? A picture of an indica marijuana plant with an indica seed drawn out in the book. And this is a founding father's Bible. Calhoun was one of the first founding fathers, and Terry from Calhoun Plumbing, and he's a longtime advocate of Brian Cash Claus Show. He's the one that told me about it years ago, and
it's a naturally occurring plant.
Oh, if you
totally naturally occurring, it's not
so much,
made in some
so
lab
data
with
that's
bad
been
chemicals
taken down and taken away from us to make us dumbed down, so we can't defend ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And the word of God, the Bible, is our defense. Every word of God is our defense.
So those folks, you know, the BBC, the BCC Coupon Book, LLC, 727-804-6082. Call us up and, you know, find, I'm telling you, this is a great opportunity for you to put your ad on our coupon book. And we have a lot of areas where we drop all these books and a great business exposure for you guys. Give us a call today and get your ad on that book.
Hey guys, how are
Hi,
we
Tammy.
Today?
Tammy, you made it.
I did. So I just want to do a quick little promo because I'm sure you guys had some of those delicious gyros that we had
I
out
did.
There today.
Those are good, yeah.
Right? So we just want to say a humongous thank you to Mr. Submarine. He's been there forever. He's down on Cleveland Street, and he offers anything you could think of. Burgers, wings, gyros, all sorts of salads, and the best fries probably in Clearwater. He is a great guy. He really is. He's been there, like I said, a really long time.
I've met him.
So you guys have to go check out Mr. Submarine at 1010 Cleveland Street here in Clearwater. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 9, and Saturday, 9 to 7.
Go over his specials each day.
Yeah, and he does a special every single day of the week. So if you're around or if you want to have lunch with a friend or a coworker, on Mondays they do...
Just real quick, is Leo still there?
Yes.
Any of these specials, Leo, you get for free. You just give me the bill and I mail you a check.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, she's going to read the specials to you, Leo, and then you tell me which is the best day.
Okay, so Mondays, it's a buy one, get one free and a free drink, turkey sub. Tuesday is buy a ham sub and get one free and a free drink. Then on Wednesdays, it's the meatball sub. On Thursday, BOGO on the Italian sub. And Friday, it's a buy one, get one 50% off on the gyros. And that's what he's very well known for. Everybody loves them.
Where are they again?
They are at 1010 Cleveland Street, right in downtown Clearwater, in a beautiful little area. You guys come down, go over to the beach, get you a sandwich. That's Mr. Submarine, 1010 Cleveland Street.
Cool.
All right. I'm so sorry and I came in at the last minute, but we are almost out of time. Leo, thank you so much for being on today. Everybody go check out Purple Haze on 419 and 420.
No,
huge 420 parking.
420 and 421.
Yeah. Oh, 420 and 421. I'm
Saturday
so sorry.
And Sunday.
Yes, 420 and 421.
Huge event. Free food, free smoke, free music, free everything.
Yes, huge party. It's a great time. We're also going to be doing a live remote out there. And thank you, Vincent. Tell us how we can get in touch with you one more time. We got a couple seconds left.
AWMlocal.com if you need digital advertising.
All right. And thank you so much to everybody for tuning in today. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
God bless you all.